And this will be, talk of calculus of semi-direct products. And KMS equals space. Joint work, based on joint work with Marcelo Laca. And the game is there. Now, starting point is a famous example of Boston Cohn. Famous example of a notion called the Hecker pair. That's a group of matrices, think of them as 2x2 matrices with the additive group of rationals in this coordinate and Q plus star down here with a subgroup gamma looking like this. And what does it mean for a group, a discrete group with a subgroup to form a Hecker pair? So at any discrete group forms a Hecker pair. If when you take the conjugate of gamma by element in X intersect with gamma and compute the index in gamma, you get something finite for all X in G. Equivalently, one could say that the action of gamma on the left on right coset has finite orbits. So this is an example of such a thing because you simply compute, or equivalently one can say that every double coset with respect to the subgroup contains only finitely many left cosets or finitely many right cosets. So that's one computer. This is the case with the Boscov example. Now, to such an object, one associates the Hecke algebra. This is simply space of functions on the double coset space, complex values with finite support. So F finite support. One in those is algebra with a convolution and an involution. To be summing over representatives for those are the right cosets with respect to subgroup gamma S1, SY inverse F2Y, and as an involution F star of X, F of X inverse complex conjugate. So one turns this vector space into a star algebra and you get a shift algebra out of it. Well, there's a regular representation on the Hilbert space, little L2 of the right coset with respect to gamma. Simply by taking lambda of f, a point of function here, and using the same convolution formula that we have up there, it makes sense, and it defines a representation. So then the reduced Hecke shift algebra is simply the closure of H of gamma G under this representation. Okay. Well, maybe like this. to a Hecker pair, to a group and a subgroup, one can define a modular function of the Hecker pair. So let me call it, this is D gamma. So what happens is that when you count the number of right cosets in a double coset and you compare with the number of left cosets, you usually get two different numbers, and that's what will be a modular function. So we simply compute this. This is finite, so this defines a homomorphism into C plus star. Yes, right. Sorry? Yes. And then one has an actual dynamic on the star reduce of G gamma by letting sigma P of F of X equal to delta X to the minus IT, I think I want to take F of X for. Okay, now a theorem, or the main theorem that Boffman can prove, I'll just present some of the main. Sorry. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Okay. So let me give a name to the reduced cis-prod, Hecker cis-prod of the pair I put over there. That several. Okay. Let me first also say that. Go back here and say that a symmetry group for cis-prod G gamma and sigma is a group of automorphisms. Let's say G. Of the algebra commuting with a dynamic. Okay, so the following the group that star that has bar, which is what the regular product over the time of you take the PID integer, you take the multiplicative group of units in that ring, this is a compact group, this is a group, it's a symmetry group for CQ with the dynamic induced coming from the Hecker pair. Now for data between 0 and 1, the system emits a unique KMS beta state. For beta larger than 1, this symmetry group acts freely and transitively. On extreme KMS states, the extreme points in symmetry of KMS beta states, on extreme KMS beta states, there are more, yeah, so this is only so part of it says, there is a sub-algebra.
That's two, what is the GP stars?
Yeah, taken the ring of the Chiari integer, you take the multiplicative of the invertible of that. There is a subalgebra of CQ. It's the Hessian algebra, but with rational, over the rational field. Such that the action of the symmetry group acts on the algebra, it acts on the state. So suppose you have an extreme ground state. You activate with gamma, you evaluate the elements of this algebra, well, that's the same as the action of gamma on phi infinity epsilon applied to A. So, what this means is that, well, this number is an algebraic number. It generates the maximum abelian extension, and this Q should be understood as the limit, as the image of Q under this isomorphism, which is not just any isomorphism, it's the cross of the isomorphism for Q. So the action of the symmetry group on the extreme KMS state recovers the action of an explicit action of the Galois group. Okay, since the work of Vogt and Kahn, there has been a program to construct dynamical systems such that theorem O can be extended to other fields than Q. For the field K. So the first attempt.
I just noticed that you only you're leaving out negative K. Is that so?
That's
not true.
So there's been work by many people trying to build on this Hecker pair and put, instead of Q, put a number field K, instead of Z, put this ring of integers, and so on. So some of the work has been due to Arledge, Lacan, Rabin, Harari, Leitman. Colvin, Lockhart, and Preston-Wilson, Benoit Jacob, Aaron Fogland. Okay, most successfully has been the approach for the fields, for imaginary quadratic fields. So this is work of Kahn-Marcoli and Kahn-Marcoli Ramachandran. They completely solved the problem for these fields in the sense that they proved the theorem that recovers this statement or the similar statement plus what is that right, the Boxford theorem, so complete solution. Now, related to the Kahn-Marcoli algebra, we have a Hecker pair that looks like columns. someone to call the big group, please. So we take 2x2 matrices over Q, and we take something invertible here, although not all the invertible matrices, and for the subgroup, we take 2x2 matrices over D. Now instead of 1, we'll have to put the group of the Vieta to D. That's the D group of units inside F2 of natural D. Okay, so what is this? Those are matrices, invertible matrices with rational coefficients whose determinant is positive. Okay, so now we have. Okay, we're going to think of this as a semigroup product. So we're going to think of P as being the semigroup product of map 2 divided by 2 matrices over Q cross GL2 Q plus, where this actually is right multiplication. So this is right multiplication. Alpha G, X on M, by M G inverse. And then P0 will be M2B after the form by SM2B. So let's then see what happens a bit more generally with hash algebras or hexa pairs of the form B cross G, B0 cross gamma, where G is a group acting on B, gamma is a subgroup leaving B0 invariant. So we have that B cross gamma cross G, B0 cross gamma is a hexa pair. If and only if the following two conditions hold. One is that B0 should be a hexa pair, and gamma acting on the space B0 cross B, the double coset space of B with respect to the subgroup B0 with finite orbit. And two, also the other pair, G with gamma, should be a hexa pair. Oh, I forgot to write N. Right, so what I meant here was that this is a hexa pair. Hexa pair. And gamma x here with finite orbit. The second condition being that G gamma is again a hexa pair. And G B0 and B0 are commensurable, meaning that G B0 intersects with B0 at a finite index. In both of these groups for all G. Okay. They were mainly interested in pairs where B0 is where B0 is actually a normal subgroup of B. Okay, so now regarding the structure of the set algebra, what can we say? Well, so one little observation is, because one might ask, okay, this is a Hecker pair, those are Hecker pairs, how do these small Hecker algebras relate to the big Hecker algebra? Well, one thing we can say is that the Hecker algebra of BD0, fixed under gamma, in that, so this is the Hecker algebra of a new pair, cross gamma, in 0 cross gamma, will embed in the Hecker algebra of the big pair. Well, not the same is going to be true for G and gamma, however, we're going to have a semi-group Hecker algebra. So first we have a sub-semigroup F of G, such that the zero is including that in zero for all that in that.
I don't understand exactly what that proposition says.
Well, it just says that...
Due to the gamma
on the other. Well, no, gamma is where it should be, and it just says that at least for the pair being zero, that Hecker pair is picked by gamma is best. Okay, so now, if we have a homomorphism from an F into our plot, well, semigroup homomorphism, with gamma included in the kernel, can we have an embedding of the small? Okay, so first I should say that if we have a sub-semigroup of G, we're going to have a convolution algebra. Not, it's not going to be a star algebra, but it's a convolution algebra, given by the same formula as up here. So this will embed in the big picture. And we can write down the map. It can be the characteristic function of a double coset here. The characteristic functions of double coset span the Hecker algebra. So the characteristic function of gamma S gamma extends into phi of S, the characteristic function of S, with respect now to the big subgroup. Okay. So in general, the H of G gamma will not embed at the start of subalgebra, only as an algebra. Okay. Now, to study Hecker pairs, it turns out that the profitable thing to do is to look at completions. So suppose you have a Hecker pair MN0. What is a completion going to be? Well, a completion consists of a new pair, n bar m0, with n bar a locally compact group, n0 bar compact open subgroup, so I should say, and a homomorphism from n into n bar. So this thing with conditions. So I continue over there. Such that rho of n is dense in n bar. Rho of n zero is dense in n zero bar. Let's see, rho inverse of n zero bar is n zero. Okay, and this thing is called, I mean, this completion is in a sense the canonical one, or the existing completion, if the intersection of the conjugates of X and Q and inverse over X and N is trivial. So the Schlichting completion was first introduced by Tanner, was studied by other people, so Chevsky, MD, Chevsky, Lansdale and Quick. Lepner and Lewis. And it turns out for a general completion of the Hecker pair, we can identify the Hecker algebra as a corner in the continuous function with compact support on the completion. So, okay, so lemma, the map turning the characteristic function of this double closure into this modular function for n0, the characteristic function of n0 bar, rho vec n0 bar, is an isomorphism from the Hecke algebra into the corner determined in M bar by the characteristic function of N0 bar. Okay, so we can describe the completion of the pair AP0 I have over here. I need to introduce a bit more notation. So remember AF, that's the standard product of over the prime of QP with respect to the sum exact P. So those are the this is the ring of a finite delf. As an additive group, is locally compact properly selected. Z hat is just the product of the Z P's, where P is in P, and Z hat is compact open. I have a really classic structure. Will be the filament in GL2AF whose determinant is a positive rational. Embedded diagonally in AF star. Okay, so the completion, so T bar equal 2 by 2 matrices over IF acted upon by GL2 plus AF two by 2 matrices over ZF acted upon by XL2 ZF. Let's see, this is the type of information left. Zero is in fact it's a completion of our original Paris, it is in fact a canonical one, it's a shaky completion. This is not at all obvious for any right product because one would have to verify this sort of condition, so we're not all generally, but this is a shaky completion. Okay, so the algebra we want to study is that these are reduced of PP0, it's isomorphic to, so first of all, yes, it's isomorphic to the projection to the corner in C star reduced of the completion determined by a projection in the multiplier algebra corresponding to what? So P0 is the characteristic function of M2 dot half times the integral over the compact root of L2 d half lambda g dg, where lambda g is the unitary element in the multiplier algebra of the range of P bar corresponding to g. Okay, the dynamics here turns out to be implemented, so that the modular function of P0 is simply given by the square of the determinant, so one computes left and right cosets and finds the modular function.
Is that what so
the, yeah, let's see,
what x?
Xg, let's see. Form of the algebra. How do such a corner looking like? And let me see. Well, so let me just for shorthand notation, let me call this V bar. Let me call this G bar. Let me call this V zero bar. And let me call this gamma bar, and it's not changing because they are really completions. Okay, so now V bar M2 over F, we look at the corner. We look at C star reduced of P bar. What is that? C star reduced of P bar cross B bar. C star reduced B bar, reduced cross product with B bar. It turns out that for the two by two matrices over A, because the ring A is self dual in a non canonical way, and two by two matrices over F is self dual. And moreover, the self duality. Self-dual in a non-canonical way. Self-duality is induced from a character on AF, which sends that half into the annihilator, and the self-duality carries F to that half into the annihilator. Okay, so now what in fact does cutting down with P0 from left and right tell on this on this algebra. Well, first of all, the bit coming from the characteristic function of m two by two matrices over the half tells us that we have to look at the space Gx in G bar times B0 bar such that Gx is again in B0 bar. But now there's also a component coming from this integral over the compact of S of 2 half, and that will affect quotient action by gamma bar given as follows. So gamma bar times gamma bar x on such pairs gx by gamma 1 gamma 2, so gx will be 0 bar by gamma 1 gamma 2 is acting on gx is gamma 1 d gamma 2 inverse gamma 2 x. So we get the quotient space, and I'll just denote it gamma bar quotient g bar times d 0 bar and another gamma bar here because we've quotient out gamma bar from both from left and from right. So what we have is a corner, so our heck algebra is really functions on this space with a convolution and an involution. So let me write that. More manageable form is a completion of a function with compact support on gamma bar g bar cross g zero bar more gamma bar with the involution by the integral over the g bar f1 g h inverse h f f2 h f and involution even like that. So here is our algebra, and now the dynamics is implemented on functions with compact support here. Simply, I'll forget about the square. So it's implemented by the determinant of g to the I theta f gx, or f in the space of compact support. Okay. So, there is a symmetry group on the system. Okay, so how does this arise? So on a Heck algebra, yes, I'll just describe it directly. So suppose we have an element in in the filter group of this compact insert head. And what happens if we conjugate by, so if we take an element, let's just call it X, in P0 bar, conjugated by X, not by X, by 100 omega X, 100 omega inverse, gives an automorphism of P bar, leaving P0 bar invariant. Just simply look at what happened in the two coordinates. Well, that is different to an automorphism of the Hecke algebra of P bar, P0 bar, which is the Hecke algebra of P0. But now in here we have the normal compact subgroup of SN2Z acting trivially, really, because functions in the Hecke algebra are invariant with respect to the small subgroup. So SN2Z in this position will simply cancel out, so it acts trivially. This acts trivially. And it follows that the symmetry group for the system is in the distortion, which is nothing else than that F star, likewise for the Boltzmann algebra. So this is the symmetry group. It's immediate since you have to commit with the dynamics. Okay. So the main theorem. To tell you what it means for a KMN space on C star reduced P0 to be what we call regular, the technical hypothesis which we need to introduce more or less, because we cannot, we cannot find, there probably aren't any generators and relations for this algebra, so we cannot work by using similar methods that used for the Boltzmann algebra. So we say this is regular at every prime when its restriction to So it's restriction to function supported in the second coordinate, so really living on B0 bar, in the state it will give a measure, and that measure gives a measure mu on B0 bar, which I minus M to the F, supported on matrices M such that the determinant at every prime, so Z hat is a product over the prime, so the determinant at every prime should be non-zero, so all matrices should be non-singular. Okay, and then the main theorem classifies the regular state and beta state for P0 with the dynamics over there, in the sense that what we can say is that for beta less than 1, this set is empty. For beta between 1 and 2, the set consists of one point, so there is a unique KMN space. For beta larger than 2, there are lots of them. shall be right, let's see, okay. Beta prime is a simplex, is isomorphic. So the simplex of probability measures on VL2.f, which are invariant, well, I just put it here, that's L2z-half invariant, probability measures on VL2z-half, and just so that we see how the what the extremal points are and how they relate to the fixed point algebra. So there's a certain decomposition that this will be an aside comment, because I don't really have time for it. Basically, the formula for the state. The theta beta inverse so in the region of convergence, this is the Riemann zeta function, so in the region of convergence, which is beta larger than 2, we can implement the extremal KMS state. They're going to be supported in 1s and 2d hat orbits. So this is A in the representation. Okay, it's getting a little messy. Trace of a certain Hamiltonian implemented by the positive determinant. Okay, I suppose I'm well over time, so I cannot say a single word about the proof, but yeah, thanks for your patience.
How about irregular states?
Sorry?
You just described regular
states. Oh, yeah, we're hoping that they're all regular, but we don't have enough control over the structure of the metric algebra. We know it decomposes as a tensor product over the primes exactly as, well, similar to what happens in the Boltzmann case, but because we do not have generators for the subalgebras at each prime, we cannot. So far, we haven't been able to prove that all KMS states are regular, but we're suspecting that case. So that, yeah, it would be a classification for all KMS beta states. So in a sense, the cost of the current Markov system is much better because, well, there's an extra component in the algebra which takes care of precisely that condition.
Is there a Markov used in this case? When you say you have to simple, so it's clear what the Markov used in this
case? Of the algebra.
Of all of the simplex. And in the original
Boltzmann
statement.
That would be this, just that stuff.
Oh, all that is
yeah.